أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, today we will start looking at Quran City Center. So right in the middle of Quran City, we have a queue, which is the city center. And within this center, we have four surahs, or four chapters, as you might want to call them. So we have Surah Al-Furqan, which is surah number 25. And that surah actually tells you the qualities of those who follow divine guidance. And it tells us of those who don't. So we've titled that as who. Then we have Surah Al-Alaq, which is surah number 96. Basically, the first five ayat were the first five to be revealed. And we've titled that how. So how the Quran was revealed. Then we have Surah Al-Qadr, surah number 97, which is when the Quran was revealed. And finally, Surah Al-Bayyinah, which is surah number 98, which is basically what the Quran is. But before that today, just a brief overview about the Quran. Some did you knows. So historically, we know that the Quran was revealed to the Prophet over 23 years. So revelation begins when the angel Jibreel appears to the Prophet while he's meditating in the cave of Hira on the mountain of light, or Jabal al-Nur, as it's known as. And this started off with the first order which we've looked at, which was Iqra, the first divine order to humankind, which transformed a non-reading community to the most progressive one throughout the world, or the world had ever seen. The Quran is essence in divided into 114 surahs. Surah is the plural, surah is one. And we call it chapters. Some people don't like to call it chapters because in a book, one chapter follows the other. Whilst the Quran, wherever you open it, it is the Quran, it's a beginning. During the time of the Prophet, most of those close to him tried to memorize with that which was revealed to him. And the Arabs were renowned for their oral tradition. They had sharp memories, easy retention. The early recordings of the Quran was done on pieces of papyrus or flat stones or animal shoulder blades, leathers and skins, wooden boards, silk cloth or other materials. The first two copies were in the original ancient Arabic script, which is known as Kufic, which was too basic. It could only be read properly by those who had heard the Quran and knew the pronunciations as taught by the Prophet. Abu al-Aswad al-Du'ali, one of the companions of Imam Ali, with the guidance of Imam, wrote out the rules of the Arabic language and on the orders of the Umayyad Caliph Abdul Malik, produced a Quranic text which had diacritical marks like the Fatha and the Kasra and the Dhamma that we're so used to now. And the Quran's main emphasis, in essence, is to highlight to humankind the understanding and knowledge of divinity, and with it to strive so that we may reach our full potential. But let's have another look at some of the things about this Quran. Did you know that it is the most reproduced, printed and used book in the world? The first printed Quran was produced in Venice in 1537, and it was for sale in the Ottoman Empire, where all movable type printing using Arabic characters were banned because they were scared that they would make mistakes in the text. Then it was printed in Hamburg in Germany in 1694, followed by Catherine the Great of Russia, who sponsored the printing of the Quran in 1787 in Petersburg. It was in the 1800s that the editions were printed in Kazan, Persia, and Istanbul. But let's look at this book again, okay? So it has 6,236 ayat. One ayah, so many ayat. We may want to call them verses if you wanted. It's divided into 30 equal parts so that there is ease of recitation in a month. It's also divided, and that's called, by the way, juz or ajza. Sometimes with the Urdu speaking, we call it sibara or bara. It's divided into 7 equal parts for ease of reciting in a week. And these are called manzil, one, and plural is manazil. So it wasn't revealed in juz or ajza or para. That was just 114 surah. There are 77,807 words in the Quran. Now that may seem a lot, but we speak far more in a few days than this. So a good idea to start some way to start understanding them. And finally, there is also an ayn at the edge of your Quran, which is known as a ruku. And that The plural is ruku'at. Sometimes we call these in the Urdu language makra. Now let's see how these were produced. There is 540, or sometimes in the Indian scripts, there's 558. See, when the Quran was sent to Russia, to a place called Bukhar, and the scholars there thought that we would like to be able to divide this Quran so we can finish it. Remember, they had Taraweeh prayers and they wanted to finish them by the 27th of Ramadan. So 20 rakats by the 27th of Ramadan, they wanted to divide it into 20 times 27, 540 parts. But they wanted to divide it by some sort of section that said subjects. And so the Quran was divided into these 540 or 558 parts, which today we call ruku or makra. And there's three numbers, one at the top, one at the middle, and one at the bottom. The number at the top represents the number of that ruku in the surah. The number in the middle represents the number of ayat or verses in that ruku, and the number of at the bottom is the number of ruku of a number of that rukuat in the juz. But you know what? Since all surah and ayat within them are numbered, the best method is to be able to provide the surah and the ayah number. For example, Ayatul Kursi is ayah number 255 of Suratul Baqarah. So you would say 2 and 2 dots, 255. So these are just some general aspects of the Quran that maybe will help when we look at our copies. It's always awesome to know what everything means in our copy. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue with the 4 Sur in Quran City Center.